It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As a heat wave sweeps through Colorado and the West, it's hitting Grand Junction especially hard.
Yeah, we're running about 15, 20 degrees above normal.
Meteorologist Brianna Bilo says Grand Junction has forecast highs up to 105 this week and could break its all-time record of 106. Metro Denver can expect highs close to 100 several days this week, and some mountain towns could get into the 90s. In Steamboat Springs today, the forecast high is 91. Colorado's marijuana sales fell in April, CPR's Paolo Josseter reports.
Coloradans bought about $206 million worth of medical and retail marijuana in April, according to the state. It's about $1 million less than the previous month. This state's marijuana tax revenue in May reflects the sales made in April, and it was about $37.5 million, down about $2 million from last month. So far this year, Colorado has generated about $192 million worth of marijuana tax revenue, which goes to public school and local governments. I'm Paolo Shalza, CPR News.
Some new art is coming to Denver's Civic Center Park. Here's Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
Plywood canvases are filling up with art for the second annual Black Love Mural Festival, an artistic space for Black creators that will occupy the park through July.
It's really cool to see so many different other Black artists be painting and see all of the art coming together.
Talaya Banks is one of more than 60 artists involved. She and her partner are painting an abstract, multi-layered piece. Next to them is Jenna Farouk, who's working on a flower in bloom around the word God, written in Arabic.
It's just really like honoring the history of the country and giving, you know, Black folks a place to voice our heart, our soul, our grief, our pain, all that.
The festival was founded last year during protests against police brutality. In a local art scene that often revolves around white men, a space like this is about more than creativity. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Again, hot weather continues across the state today and through most of the week, with temperatures getting even a bit hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.